The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
8:40 on a Monday morning, we're joined now by St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King in studio. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
It's great to be here. It's great to be able to get out and about and start interacting with people again.
Well, absolutely. And boy, if this past weekend was any indication, people are ready to get out and just sort of start living life again, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've all tried to do what we should be doing and distancing from people. But with the vaccine out, people are able to get out. I think we're all a little antsy to live life. And then, of course, the warm weather
right. Kind
of turbo boosted everybody's activity. So it was a good weekend, a lot of people out and about.
And we'll see just more and more of that. But, you know, when you get out, you got to be careful, you got to be safe. And this is the time of year that I think road patrols kind of increase a little bit. You start paying more attention to, driver safety stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the summer months bring a lot of travel. People obviously want to go up to their cabin or do the local events here in our community. And, with Memorial Day coming right around the corner, there's going to be even more travel. So we start focusing on Click It or Ticket and other programs that, try to get people to think about safety while they're doing that traveling.
Yeah, Click It or Ticket, this happens several times a year where you have increased patrols. You don't make this a secret. It's not like a trap. You basically tell everybody, we're out there looking for seatbelt.
Absolutely. This campaign goes through June 6th, and it is funded by the Michigan Highway Safety Planning. They coordinate it. But yeah, no, this is not, we'd love to get no tickets because that means everybody's wearing their seatbelt. This is 100%. A way to motivate people to remember to put their tickets on or their seatbelts on. And we do pretty well here in the state of Michigan. The seatbelt rate is said to be at 94.4%. That's in 2019. And that's above the national average at 90.7%. So that's great, you know, but we also know that all it takes is one accident with somebody with a seatbelt not properly being worn and we can have tragedy.
Well, and you've seen that firsthand, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. It's said that three out of four people who are ejected from a vehicle during a traffic crash die from the causes. And most certainly, almost all of those folks that are ejected were not properly wearing a seatbelt. So it saves lives. We know it saves lives, and it saves injuries as well. So we want to make sure we travel safely.
Yep, absolutely. So they'll be out in force looking for that seatbelt enforcement. By the way, I mean, that's a primary offense. If you see somebody, whether it's Click It or Ticket or any other time, not wearing a seatbelt, you can get a ticket for that.
That's correct. Yeah, they changed the law a while ago now that it was a primary reason for a traffic stop. So, you have your seatbelt on, being worn properly, we can usually see through the car window. And if you don't have it on, well, we're gonna stop you and issue a ticket. And, you know, that includes the children. Very important. Children younger than four are required to ride in the rear seat. And having proper child seat for your children is very important. You want to make sure that they're in the proper booster or child seat. And we've got a program here in St. Clair County that if you don't know, call the sheriff's office. There are five certified officers in the county, and we have one in our agency that can come out, check your seatbelt. You can make the appointment through our office or through CMH, and they'll come out and check to make sure that your child's wearing the proper seatbelt the proper way. And there's programs that if you don't have the means to buy the proper seatbelt, that through CMH and some other funding through OSHP, we can make sure you get that seat, that car seat for your child at no cost. So
that's so important because a lot of parents think that they're setting up the child safety seat the right way, and it's not set up the right way.
Correct. Yeah, we find, the detective in our agency who is certified, she'll find old car seats at the road to be thrown away. And she pulls over, and if they're old and she can tell right away, she'll cut the seat belts so people don't grab one that's not proper anymore or is outdated or just is broken. So it is so important because obviously I got to believe every parent out there is doing their best to keep their children safe. But if it's the seatbelt's not properly used, it can be very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. You want to make sure that you've got the newest child safety seat, not a used one. What are some other safety things that we need to be keeping in mind as we head into summer?
You know, obviously speed, and that goes along with the work being done on the roads. You know, I think every summer we get excited to do our activities, and then we're met with the surprise. I don't know why it seems like a surprise every year that in Michigan our roads are kind of beat up and we have to maintain them. The folks out there on the highways and roads doing that hard work, their safety is paramount as well. So slow down for the people working on the roads. Slow down in general. There's more people out and about. Your reactionary time can be increased if you're going slower on the road. So have a plan. Let people know where you're going. So if you are on a road trip and you know, you aren't checking in with people, you know, the authorities have a place to start looking. So.
Yeah. Good advice indeed. Sheriff, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me in. It's good